I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Thursday, February 24. Coming up, Kingston Harbour dredging project progressing steadily. Parents urged to look out for warning signs to curb delinquent behaviour in children. And National Mathematics Week is March 5 to 10. The details after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Work is progressing on the dredging of the Kingston Harbour under Phase 1 of the Kingston Container Terminal KCT expansion project. The project is being carried out by Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited KFTL and entails the deepening of the entry channel and reinforcing the dock at Port Bustamante to allow access by new Panamax vessels passing to and from the Panama Canal. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says there has been an increase in productivity at the port since the KFTL took over operations in July 2016.
When the work is complete, we will see a significant increase. And that means not only increase in labor force, but there will be increased business activity around the entire terminal area.
Phase 1 of the project is expected to be completed by December 2018, with the dredging costing approximately $150 million US. In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited KFTL Olivier Tretau says with the further expansion of the Kingston Harbour, the throughput can be doubled or even tripled, causing significant growth to the economy. He notes that the Kingston Container Terminal KCT is now handling 1.5 million 20-foot container units, up from 1.3 million since the start of the project.
The overall investment for Phase 1 is $440 million. And phase two would be more equipment and dredging deeper. Phase three would be building a new quay wall, extensions of the port, extension of the platform as well.
KFTL is a subsidiary of global terminal operators CMA CGM Group. The local company was established for the sole purpose of acting as a signatory to the KCT concession. The agreement gives KFTL a 30-year term concession with the right to finance, expand, operate, maintain, and transfer the Kingston Container Terminal at the end of the concession period. Commissioner of Corrections Ina Hunter is urging parents to pay more attention to their children so action can be taken early to curb delinquent behavior. Commissioner Hunter says poor parenting and neglect are two factors that contribute to children being detained at the South Camp Road Juvenile Facility of the Department of Correctional Services.
It is important that parents know the warning signs, what to look for when their children are in need. Because the children who come to us are not necessarily bad children. They would have gone astray, or there would not have been the intervention that would have saved them from coming to us. So if a child becomes angry, we need to find out what is the problem. If he or she becomes silent, we must investigate.
The commissioner pointed out that children usually display many telltale signs before deviating from normal behavior. These include cursing, abusive language, shouting, violent threats when angry, drug or alcohol use, decline in academic performance, significant mood swings, and being unusually quiet. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has designated March 5 to 10 as National Mathematics Week. The week will be observed under the theme Math Counts. National Math Coordinator in the Ministry, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, says the objective is to change the views and attitudes of the public towards the subject.
We recognize that one of the issues impacting student performance and how the subject is taught is the perceptions Jamaicans generally have of the subject. And so we've tried over the last 5 years as part of the public education and marketing campaign to have a week that's focused on changing the experiences students have.
Dr. Benjamin was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. She is encouraging schools to host their own math week to show students how the subject is applicable to everyday life. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.